To Baghdad now, where security is improving, but it's an uneven picture. The situation differs from neighborhood to neighborhood, from block to block. American and Iraqi forces now face a murky and complex set of tasks, a mix of combat, reconstruction, and local politics. Today and tomorrow, we're reporting on two neighboring parts of West Baghdad, where American forces are seeing two different sets of problems. Here's NPR's Eric Westervelt.
28-year-old Captain Scott Elliott with Bravo Company 164 Armor leads a foot patrol down Arabia Street in the Jamia district of West Baghdad.
This is probably one thing we wouldn't have done 5 months ago, is just walk down the street with all the trucks right next to us.
Just a few months ago, this mostly Sunni area was a stronghold for insurgents and the militants of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Today, this battle-scarred street is slowly returning to life, thanks in part to American military cash grants of up to $2,500 to local businesses. Bravo Company has handed out some 80 grants so far along a street once known for its high-end boutiques and electronics stores.
I don't see government here. There is only the American.
Leith Azouz works in a hardware store. Dried, colorful clumps of paint cover part of the store's walls and floor where stray gunfire struck his inventory. Azouz has applied for a microgrant to restock and to buy a new generator so he can keep operating when the city power goes dead, which is often. He says the Shiite-dominated government has ignored this Sunni enclave.
There is no solution in the horizon. I don't see any solution. The political's bad. All of them going like a hell to the money. And they don't see what he crushed in his way.
There are still big dead zones along the street. Captain Elliott walks past an Iraqi soldier at a checkpoint. Behind him, still shuttered storefronts are scarred with bullet and shrapnel holes. Some of the businessmen here say they're afraid to take the American money for fear of retaliation from insurgents. Mohammed Nouruddin reopened his small grocery store just a few days ago.
I don't trust the program, to be frank. I'm afraid to apply. We've been warned not to apply. They came to my brother twice and asked him, so did you get a U.S. grant or not?
While there are mixed views of the U.S. grant program, most people here are behind the new U.S. project to hire local Sunni volunteers as a neighborhood security force. The U.S. has some 140 soldiers in Jamia. The Iraqi army has deployed a full battalion here, but there are no functioning Iraqi police in the neighborhood. So the U.S. hired some 300 locals to be trained in basic security duties. The plan is to slowly get them the full training needed and make them part of the Iraqi police in this neighborhood. But there's a big problem. The Iraqi army doesn't want the force deployed on the street, at least not yet. They were deployed for one day. Now U.S. Captain Mark Batches, the Bravo Company commander, is getting word the volunteers will be pulled off the street.
I think that the commanders above me understand how important it is that we not take any steps backward. So, and them not being out tomorrow would be kind of a step backward.
On the street the next day, several shopkeepers say they're puzzled and troubled by the volunteers' sudden absence. Farid Abdullah owns an appliance store.
I'm very surprised they're not on the streets. They were here yesterday. If they deploy, the security situation would get better. So we hope they get back on the streets soon. If there is a dispute with the Iraqi army, they should find a solution and do it quickly.
Apparently, an Iraqi colonel didn't inform his higher-ups about the timing of the volunteers' deployment. But there are clearly other issues, too. Iraqi First Lieutenant Faris Fadil claims the volunteers were pulled because leaders of this Sunni force are former terrorists and insurgents.
We have many people who want to testify on how the commanders of this volunteer force used to be with Al-Qaeda and used to kill and displace people.
U.S. officers deny that. They say the volunteers have been carefully screened. The real issue, it seems, is that the largely Shiite army is worried about the Americans backing, training, and arming local Sunnis. U.S. Captain Scott Elliott.
Probably a little misunderstanding the Iraqi government exactly what they're doing.
But bottom line, the Iraqi government might fear that you're arming a Sunni militia in this neighborhood, and they were worried about their turf and
That's
control.
Probably a good possibility.
After several meetings, a compromise is reached. Major General Abdul Amir, commander of the Iraqi 6th Army Division, agrees to a series of checkpoint training exercises in order to slowly certify the volunteers to work with the Iraqi army. It's an imperfect solution, but the U.S. battalion commander here called it an Iraqi solution that will at least get these volunteers back on the street. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, West Baghdad.
Tomorrow on the program, soldiers just a few blocks away battle Shiite militiamen.